Is that the 90s?
Let's do Beyblade. Yeah, we're doing Beyblade.
Alright, GG.
Hey, you know what else came
out? We're doing
out?
That every you episode. We're going to review each season of it.
You know what else we did? You know what else came out in this decade? Catch It 1. Let's go.
Oh, fuck, dude. Alright, everybody, wrap it up. So, that's number, Sam's yeah. number one right there.
That's the number one. Yeah, let's we're go. Done.
Hey everybody, welcome back to the Anime Summit Podcast. It's your favorite host for the most, Sam the Bomb. And of course with me every week is Wingus and Dingus. Danny?
Hello.
That's Wingus. And then Nick?
What flavor?
That's Dingus.
Pineapple.
Hint of lime.
Hint of hint. Close, it's blackberry lemon. If you guess
that
right,
bubbly?
Then you win a free patronship.
Is it bubbly?
Yeah. No. It's Aha. Bubbly is actually down in my tier list now. Good and Gather and Aha are a little bit higher. Waterloo's dece as well. So yeah, they're all kind of mid, but whatever.
Aha. Wait, Aha. They have those at like at a. They like to have like skinny cans, don't they? Like they're really skinny.
This is a regular can.
They have them at, like, Chipotle. Oh, okay.
Dude, one time, I was taking a test in science in high school, and everybody had their water bottles, and I brought out a little, like, 6-ounce water bottle and plopped it on the desk. It was so funny. Everybody else had, like, a 20-ounce jug.
You guys have to understand, like, so, like, Nick, like, in high school, like, we had two campuses in senior year.
Fuck the environment, dude. I drink only 6-ounce water bottles. Yeah. 8-ounce water bottles.
So, like, Nick, we, you know, I didn't want to take the bus, and neither did this one dude, Alex. And so we would pile in Nick's car, and then I'd be like, dude, go to Burger King right quick. And he'd be like, God, fucking, no, we're not going to Burger King. We only have 30 minutes to get to the other. I'm like, no, just go in there, get a double cheeseburger. And Nick has his little bag lunch, right? He would take He would take one bite of his peanut butter jelly sandwich and go, I hate this sandwich. And then he'd slam it on the ground. But, like... But, like, it's a sloppy peanut butter jelly sandwich, right? So it just stuck to the ground. Like, he'd slam it really hard, but just plop it. And then he would laugh and then walk away. Like, he'd just be like, I hate this sandwich. Plop it and be like, all right. And just walk away. Yep. Killed me every fucking time. Because, like, yeah, I don't know. Nick wasn't like, the three of us were never really hungry at that time of day. Like, it was stupid. So, like, Nick
just
throws
school
a sandwich.
Started too fucking early.
Yeah, dude. Anyway, they should change that.
California's leading the nation right now. They just changed theirs to like 8 o'clock or something. I don't know, or 8 something.
God, and that's too early for me.
Why don't we all just copy California? Fuck.
Oh God, we just lost
every aspect. In every
aspect.
I want homeless tents.
I had to be at school at 8 o'clock.
Ugh, that's too early.
Yeah, you were lucky, Danny. A lot of people started at like 7:05 or some shit.
I mean, we also had like.
Make the little kids start at 6 a.m. They don't even fucking sleep.
My high school also had 5 different lunch times.
Yeah, ours did too. It was stupid.
Yeah, you couldn't fit everybody in the lunchroom.
Can't fit it. Yeah, dude, especially me.
We didn't even have the like cool that. Japanese lunches that are actually healthy. We had like
they're actually delicious. Yeah,
we had it wasn't.
I know you kids like them extra sloppy.
Extra sloppy.
Here's what we're going to do. The three of us are going to sit here, and we're going to do a new edition of Let's Argue. We're preparing for our next decade spotlight series. And we're not, I don't know if we're going to argue or not, you know, but, you know, it's part of that segment. We'll just call it Let's Argue. And because we haven't done one in a while anyway.
I stole that title from the artist formerly known as Digi.
Yeah, I like it. Let's Argue. Hey.
Digi is leaving anime YouTube, apparently.
Really?
Well, their name isn't Digi anymore. It's like the something Witch or Yig Studios. Anyway.
Shout out to Digi Bro for
longer Digi Bro.
For guiding Nick through the first couple years.
Yeah, the first couple years. I'm like, all right, what does Digi Bro say? Okay, I like the show.
But dude, links.animesummit.net, you can go there, find links to listen different spots, the podcast, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google. YouTube channel is there as well. Patreon is there as well. Patreon.com/AnimeSummit. Become a patron today. And yeah, dude, right now I'm still working on Chapter 2 of Fist of Summit. It's a manga about me, Nick, and Danny at a delinquent school. And it's only for the patrons. And patrons are going to get a hard copy. So yeah, hopefully. That's like my plan anyway. So we'll see. at that school, we can show up whenever we want because we don't give a fuck. That being said, you should also get us to 100 Spotify ratings because we're going to do like some giveaways, live stream, hang out, play some games on a live stream. And Danny, we're going to do another School Days review episode, but this time Danny is going to review it because she's never seen it and she's refused to watch it ever since we talked about it a long time ago. And so
we're at 77.
Hey, also, it would fit really well sweet. into our spotlight because guess what year School Days came out? That's going to be on my top 50. I'm telling everybody now. It's on my top 50.
It's top of it. Yeah.
All time.
Listener question of the week, Nick.
All right. Oh, I got the wrong one. I got Danny's document open. This is from Snowman. Which anime character is most similar to you in terms of personality?
Yeah, I want to say something really badass, but we all know that ain't true. It's probably like...
Kamina, dude, that's me. No, it's not me.
For me, it's probably... I feel weird because I always feel like it's better if someone else kind of says it for you because that the you know like
do we want to do that? Let's do that.
Do each other maybe?
Yeah, let's do each other and then let's also let's say each other's yeah. personalities afterwards.
Nick is fucking. Nick is the main guy in School Days. That's who he is.
I was just about to freaking say that.
Yeah, without all the ladies.
No, Nick is one of the guys in prison school, maybe. I don't know. No, Nick is...
Oh, man, I wish I could be Gakuto. He's my favorite.
Dude, okay, here's what Nick is. Nick is the lead singer of Detroit Metal City. Here's why. Right? Because...
Well, that's actually pretty good.
He can be pretty badass, but really all he wants is just to, like, chill and watch anime and do fun things.
Yeah.
It's a front. His podcast personality is a front.
I feel like Jerry from Rick and Morty. It's really pathetic.
Jerry. Nick is like, I would say, yeah, Nick is kind of like, lead singer DMC, he can do the thing, absolutely, at any time he needs to do it, but in reality, he just, like, wants to just watch anime and have a good time, and no one will let him, and it makes him mad, so he channels it by just doing the thing when he has to fucking do it. And his guitar never works for him because technology never works for him.
God damn it, dude. Dude, Discord on this old laptop, Discord literally takes 5 minutes to open.
Oh, well, hurry up and open it.
How do you think we're talking right now?
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah. Oh, you're talking about tech? Yeah, dude. Okay, fucking Danny. Danny is... Here's the thing. So, like... Fruits Basket, right?
No, don't give her what she wants.
No. Like, I mean, I could. But, like, in Fruits Basket, right, people, we could be gay about it and be like, oh, yeah, and Danny's like Toru. Well, that's absolutely not true. Danny
yeah, that's
is,
bullshit.
That's not Danny at all. She's more like, what is the
who's the main
boar?
Girl in like full
Kagura?
Yeah,
Full Metal Panic.
No, you're
yeah. I can definitely relate to Kagura.
You're Kagura Soma, and not in the boy crazy obsessed like with Kyo kind of sense, but
yeah.
Everything else. You know, she's very pretty. She's very cute, and then. She gets real feisty when things don't go her way. Like,
yeah.
I was gonna say Mitty from Made in Abyss, but that works.
Damn.
Too.
Oh my god! Wow. Wow.
Oh man.
That's everyone's favorite character, Danny. That's a compliment.
Yeah, that's a compliment, Danny. We can feast off of your flesh. If you sustain
yeah,
us.
Yeah, Danny. Whenever I get sick, I can just chop off an arm real quick.
Yeah.
Yeah. Shave a little off the top. of your butt. Anyway, what do you guys think? I'm like probably like.
What would Danny be like the main girl from Gintama? I don't. I haven't seen Gintama. Maybe not.
I haven't seen Gintama either.
She's pretty funny though.
She's like Kagura. Yeah. Yeah, she's like Kagura, definitely. Yeah, from Fruits Basket.
Maybe not panicked enough though. I don't. You're not panicked enough to be one of those characters.
Yeah, Danny's not that like
she's
high
not,
maintenance.
She's not yeah, frantic.
Like, yeah,
she's like what one of the. Me? She's like one of the key characters with super far apart eyeballs.
I'm what?
You're panty from Panty and Stock.
Oh shit! Yeah, that's good.
Because you're a horny bitch.
No, you're stock. Wait, right. Which one is the one who eats candy? Is that stocking?
I do not stocking. Eat candy that much, though.
Okay, maybe not.
But I am horny.
Yeah.
I'm Araragi from Monogatari.
There you go.
I got my
that's
giant
a good
harem.
Wait, so Danny.
Ghost girl.
Okay, so I'm panty. What do you? Who do you think Nick is more like?
Hang on. Anime characters
go
that,
to CDR.
That are smut.
Oh, pathetic man. Give me a pathetic man.
That's what I'm looking for.
Oh, God. Which one? Which one? Which one?
I would say...
Chaozu. Yamcha.
Oh my God, yeah, Zenitsu from Demon Slayer.
Okay, that's
yeah,
fair. Yeah,
that's another. Hey, that's better than my
He's
answer because it's like
frantic.
It's like my answer, but not as but better, because like, you know, he's like scared and frantic,
yeah.
But he still does the damn thing. Like
right.
yeah, like
yeah.
You know what I mean.
Shinji
like, yeah.
would be a good one, except actually I'm suckier than Shinji if you think about it.
I don't know if you'd ever get in there, you know.
Like, no, I'd be like, oh, I'm scared. Let Ray get in the robot.
Yeah, nah, dude, fuck that. It's gonna be me and her. It's definitely not gonna be me. Like, oh man! All right, that's
dude,
a funny question.
I feel like Kaiji too. Okay, I got to pick your guys' characters. All right, Sam.
Okay, all right.
Sam, you're Naruto.
Oh
and
God.
And Danny. You're Reinhard von Lohengram. All right.
Fuck. You just said two characters like you didn't
yeah,
even think
I just
of
randomly
it.
Picked. I'm scrolling down the top list.
Danny is Danny's Super Saiyan Vegeta 5.
Yeah.
And,
you have that bad man shirt that you wear all the time.
Yeah, the bad man shirt. Oh man. If we were Dragon Ball Z characters, Danny would absolutely be Bulma, and and I would be like
oh
I'd
God.
Be like Chi-Chi probably the most.
Oh, that
Chi-Chi.
Is fucking hilarious.
Why would you pick Chi-Chi? Sucks, dude.
I know, but like she's like yelling all the time.
Yeah, that's true.
And she just is like, you know, or probably more like I'm probably more like Yamcha. Yeah.
No. What about
two.
What about oh God, the guy who lives on the tower. I can't remember his name. He was in. He was the husband of the week. Yajirobe.
Mr. Yajirobe.
Oh,
just chills.
God.
Yajirobe's cool, man. Hey, he was the hero in the first saga. So like, let's be real.
Yeah,
if he didn't cut off Vegeta's tail, everyone would have died. Spoilers.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Everyone would have died right there, like, legit, if you didn't cut off, like, mm-hmm. go in there and cut off the tail. Anyway.
I just say, at the end of this, I'm just saying I'm offended that you guys did not compare me to Spike Spiegel. I'm exactly like him.
You're not that cool.
I'm like water, and I'm 6'4", okay?
I'm like water.
You're not that cool, though.
I sound like him, too.
No,
come
you
on.
Don't.
Come on!
Life That's is a dream, funny. Danny.
Good question, Snowman. All right, Waifu and his bando, what do you got?
Waifu is Narasagawa from Love Hina, and husbando is Sosuke Sagara from Full Metal Panic.
Nice one. Both characters from the decade that we are...
Sosuke was Jean's husband on the old Podtaku podcast. There's a blast from the past.
Yeah, dude. Yeah, no, this is supposed to be a
five. Lahaina came out in 2000, and then Full Metal Panic came out in 2002.
So let me break it down for y'all. So this is how we planned the Decade Spotlight last time, okay? So it's, you know, at this point, it's like, let me set the stage for you, right? So Danny's been on for, like, pretty much a year at this point. She's going back to school. She told us, like, "I guys, I'm going to go back to school. I'm going to try to do both, but I don't know. That's okay. We're going to plan this. We'll let you know. Whatever." And so I think it's like, the idea had been there, okay? And then so end of 2018, beginning of 2019 rolls around, and Nick is like, "We got to make this list." And so Nick made this big spreadsheet that broke down each year from 2010 to 2019. And so Nick's thought was, well, we were a podcast in 2015, so we only need to cover this and this. Mm. And then after that, we can make our top 50.
Yeah, that was a much easier one to do because we watched all the seasonals.
Yeah.
Most of the seasonals from the last half of the decade. This one is going to be harder because we're not going to watch every seasonal from 2000 to 2009.
Right. And fortunately, we've seen a lot of these, growing up. Some of them. Not all of them, When I say a lot, I mean, maybe a little less than half. But,
way less than half.
Yeah. But so, anyway, we only did 12 episodes or so of Anniversary Spotlight or Decade Spotlight episodes. You can find these all in a playlist on our YouTube, by the way, if you just go to playlists and go to Decade Spotlight 2010-2019. There's 12 episodes of those because we did two from every year, and then by the time we were done with 2015, we went straight to the top 50 episodes, which came out in March of 2020. So you can go check that out, okay?
I just rediscovered... Oh, I didn't mean to interrupt you there.
No, go ahead.
Rediscovered the chart. This is an old Reddit thread. Somebody made a chart... Oh, it's not that old. Somebody made a chart of the number of anime create... Number. I guess this is TV anime created per year. And... This goes all the way from 1960 to 2020, so it's not fully up to date. But, yeah, so, the year 2000, how many do you think came out? How many TV anime do you think came out that year?
Maybe 2000. So maybe 22, 24?
24. Okay, what do you think, Danny? Who's ever closer? And we're not doing Prices Right. You can be above. That's fine.
How many shows came out
in the year 2000? We're not going to go every year. I'm just doing 1 year.
I'm going to go with 50.
Oh, Danny's closest. Yep, it's 59.
Oh, wow.
Which is super low. Nowadays, we get 200.
Right.
And that's not including movies and OVAs and stuff. But it goes 59, 93, 94, 110, 129, 122, 180 in 2006. And then I think there's a DVD crash. And then it's 153, 146, 144. So
yeah,
those are and then if you go to the 2010s, it's all above 120. It goes 120 all the way. The maximum was 263 in 2016.
Jeez. It's
fucking insane. So, actually, it might not be that bad.
For comparison, right? That's crazy. So I guess we can yell about shows in a little bit here, but I don't think these next questions are how do we go about this since we're covering a full 10 years? Do we do once a month, one show a month, like we did last time? And is there a way to cover two in one?
I thought we did two shows a month.
I'm pretty sure we did one.
I'm not sure. We might have done. I'm pretty sure we probably did two at least one of the times. I don't think we did it every single month, but
no, there was a couple months where we did two at a time because things got pushed around. But like if you look at the first upload of the first one, which was Satami Galaxy, that was in March 2019. And then by the time we were done, it was already like March 2020. So I assumed we just did it once a month because there's 12 episodes up there, I think.
Yeah, it sounds close enough.
Yeah. So, and well, there's 14 uploads or something, 15 uploads because of the I had to divide the top 50 episodes in half or whatever. But
do we want to do another top 50?
Yeah, I think I thought that was 50? The idea. Yeah,
I don't know if I've seen
thing, 50 right?
from that decade. I might be a little short.
We might have to scale it down to like top 20 or top 25 or something. Yeah, but like these questions that I just asked are we don't have to discuss right here because those are going to take a little bit more discussion than us yelling on a podcast about it. But I think what we want to argue about is which shows are going to be the ones worth covering. And I don't think any final decisions are going to be made. But I will just say this. I think if we've seen them already or have like talked about them enough, do we really need to do a whole podcast app about it? I don't think so.
Do like a patron Cowboy thing Bebop, or something. Yeah.
Yeah, like Cowboy Bebop, no.
Well, that's not even the...
Well, yeah. Cowboy Bebop didn't even come into...
Yeah, that's the 90s.
Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry. I was reading Danny's thing that said the movie. That's 2001. Never mind.
Yeah, no movies, Danny!
I just added them just in case. All right. So,
maybe thorough.
And I found our anime of the decade, and we did do two a month.
Damn, we did 24.
We might have did two in 1 month, but we didn't do two a month. There's only 12 episodes up there.
We did two shows for each year.
Yeah, we did two shows for each year.
Oh,
but we only did one.
Did we? Oh, okay, so we had 12 episodes.
I mean, I would have to look. Yeah. I would have to look back to see how.
Because I think we probably did two.
What the dates for all the episodes were?
I think we did. I think we right. But each of our podcast episodes, we covered two shows. Is that what we did?
We covered one.
One.
So Tatami Galaxy came out. The Tatami Galaxy came out in February 2019, and then Katanagatari came out March 2nd. Usagi Drop came out March 30th because I think we squeezed it in that month, and then Maoru Penguin Drum in April. Daily Lives of High School Boys in June. I don't know where the May upload is. I'm not sure.
And these were shows that we hadn't seen, or at least two of us hadn't seen. That's why we picked. That's why we picked those shows.
So Daily Lives of High School Boys came out in May, but it was uploaded on YouTube in June 1st. Because Hyoka was the June one we did. And then Gatchaman Crowds was September.
I think like half of them didn't even make my list, which is hilarious.
Kyosu Giga was October. Ping Pong was November. Barakamon was... this would be... Oh, no. Barakamon was... So yeah, I went ahead one. So that's why. So one of these is the May one, and then so like 1 month back.
Gotcha.
And then we squeezed in Death Parade and Oranimonogatari within 1 month as well because we wanted to cover two 2015 shows. Oh, you know what? Death Parade was in December. Oranimonogatari was in January. And then March was our top 50 ep. So we did one a month, but we did two for each year from 2000. Mm-hmm. To 2015.
Oh, that's right. Yep. Because we had already done seasonals. That's why. Yep.
Yeah. The 2015 to the rest of the decade, we didn't cover like this because, we were already a podcast then. So we did one a month. So that's kind of like why one of the questions is there a way to cover two in one app? Because we're doing a whole year and it's like there's a lot of shows still.
I think it would be a good idea to go year by year and just pick like at least one per year.
You don't want to do two per year like last time?
Well, at least one. Yeah, we could do two. Yeah, did we do two per year?
We did two per year.
Yes, I just said that.
But it sounded like you were talking. Oh no, yeah, because we only did half the decade. That's why we're doing the full decade this time. So it would be.
Oh, that's right.
Twice as many. So.
Yeah.
Anyway.
But we can weed a lot of these out, right?
The audience can tell us what they want.
We did a Fooly Cooly review already.
Yeah.
You know.
Does that count as TV? Yeah, close enough.
you know, we did. I think we've talked about Cowboy Bebop enough.
That's not in plus some. Yeah. That's not in the 2000s.
Oh yeah, sorry. We did a review on Kino's Journey, so we don't have to do that.
We did. I'm just looking at Danny's bartender. Like,
you like the bartender?
We did Black Lagoon. We did a bunch of other stuff.
Anything that is, you know, Ghibli, we did in our Ghibli series.
Yeah,
so
we're just
going to
do TV for this, I think. We're going to keep movies and TV separate because that's what we did last time. If people really want us to combine them, we can, but I'd prefer to do separate.
Or, like, if a series ends with a movie, then maybe, you know, but, whatever. We did talk about Baccano, so.
Baccano. Not Baccano, jeez.
Baccano.
All right, that's better.
And then... I think we've talked about K-On! Enough, right? We don't need to talk about that. I'm pretty sure we've talked about Eden of the East. We've talked about Eden of the East.
I have not
seen
Eden of the East. You mentioned it a bunch.
Yeah, I've definitely talked about it a lot. I think we talked. Yeah, but you should watch it. It's good. Ghost in the Shell Standalone Complex, like, that's long. So, like, do we really want to do that? I'm just looking at Danny's list here. Witch Hunter Robin, I totally forgot about. I love Witch Hunter Robin. God damn it, dude. We should talk about that one.
Oh, Danny watches year by year. Jeez.
Yeah, Yu-Gi-Oh! Like, you know, we don't need to do Yu-Gi-Oh! Beyblade. Like, yeah.
Is that the 90s?
Let's do Beyblade. Yeah, we're doing Beyblade. All
right. GG.
Hey, you know what else came
out? We're doing that every episode. We're going to review each season of it.
You know what else we did? You know what else came out in this decade? Catch It 1. Let's go.
Oh, fuck, dude. All right, everybody, wrap it up. That's number Psalms number one right there.
That's the number one. Yeah, we're done. But I will say this, we did get a lot of recommendations in the participation channel on Discord.
I thought you were going to just read all of Danny's.
Okay, let's just read.
No, that's so many.
So many. She actually did homework, and we were just.
Yeah, Danny listed a bunch for each year.
And me and Nick were just like,
I thought we were just going to talk about their patrons' requests.
I was just going to yell, yeah, I don't know.
I thought we were just going to yell.
Well, I wanted to make sure that I...
Oh, good. We can reference your list, but we're not gonna list them off.
You know, covered at least something.
I did link the 2000 winter page on Mal.
Oh, and Danny scrolled through all that. That's right. Yeah.
Yeah. So I will say this, right? Just by looking at Winter 2000 page right now. Oh, we also don't need to talk about Boogie Pop Phantom because we talked about that already.
Oh, that show sucks.
I know. Sorry. But I totally forgot. Like, there's only 9 shows for TV listed on this one.
Yeah. No, back in the day, they didn't make 50 shows a season. So, yeah.
There's and then the continuing section has, like, One Piece, GTO, Hunter x Hunter.
Oh, shit. Doremi Sharp. The first one.
Cardcaptor Sakura.
The first question we got asked, too, is... And I cheated a little bit on our last decade thing. Is like, where's the cutoff? Like, how are we? Because there's a lot of shows that straddle 2 decades, either the 90s or the 2010s. So, do we want to do the start date, end date, or like the bulk of the show? Because like, I cheated in the last one. I'm like, okay, K-On! And Fullmetal Alchemist Brotherhood technically started in 2009, but I was like, okay, more than half of the show took place in the second, 2010. And
right,
I would probably say
like, what is a good chunk?
If you feel right about it, if it feels right,
like
I think. Well,
for example, Cardcaptor Sakura started in 1998, and it ended March 2000.
Yeah, so that's that's not enough.
For me, I would say it's more. Cardcaptor Sakura is more of a 90s show.
In the previous decade.
And my other argument for Full Metal Alchemist was like, okay, the original Full Metal was 2003-ish, and that was its own thing. And then Brotherhood spanned both decades, and I would argue had more of it in the second half, in the next decade. And I think they're 2 different shows, and I was cheating. I'm like, okay, this will let me put one of them on each list. That's why I did that.
I think it also makes more sense to be like, when you
I don't
want to
be
like,
a stickler about it. But
also, like, Hunter x Hunter, right? It started in 99 and ended in whatever.
2001,
but like, you know,
I think.
Yeah, but like you don't say Hunter x Hunter 2001. You say Hunter x Hunter 99.
Yeah.
That's what you would say.
But then it's like, if you time travel to 1999, you could not finish the show.
But if the but I would also apply the rule that Danny mentioned, where if the bulk of it was more in a previous decade, then
yeah,
you know,
yeah, yeah.
I would say to just make things easier, if it started in the 2000s,
if it started,
that's yeah. where we go. But if it started in like
if we cheat, we'll just announce it
or something like that. I don't think we should count it.
Yeah, like One Piece. Yeah, I mean, we're not going to do that anyway, but...
Well, One Piece spans two decades, so...
Like, it's like 3 decades or something. Yeah, it's yeah. dumb.
I'm with that. I kind of agree with Danny, like...
Yeah.
But, yeah, because we're not going to do any long shows, right? So, like,
yeah.
if it started like for, in 99 like, and ended in 2000, yeah, Great Teacher then we're Onizuka. Not going to do it.
Great yeah, Teacher I was about Onizuka, to say, yeah. GTO started in summer of 1999. I would say that's more of a 90s show... than a 2000 show.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm just trying to defend my K-On! And Full Metal Alchemist Brotherhood takes. Okay. To me, those shows
that you
feel
shouldn't have put them
they
there.
Feel,
just
yeah,
they
Nick,
feel
you're a cheater.
Like 2010s anime.
Nah, you cheated.
And they
you
were.
Cheated.
And they were.
Nick cheated.
Brotherhood is separate from the original, and I think the original is representative of the 2000s, and Brotherhood is representative of the 2010s.
In that
Prove
argument,
me wrong.
Yes, I would say. You know, that would be an okay
K-On!
Thing,
is a stretch.
But the K-On! Thing, I don't. I think that was just
well,
like absolutely
more
like,
than half took place in the 2010s because season two and the movie were more time than season one.
Nick cheated.
All right, I'm just really trying to protect myself.
Knock chop.
I don't think no.
All right.
Knock chop.
For this knock one, chop. We'll say if Sorry. It start if it started in the 2000s, but then it can't be like. 2009, and then most of the show is like it goes to like 2020. You know what I mean? Is that
yeah? No.
Do you
yeah.
want to do that? Is that kind of cheating too?
Yeah, I would say if
that's a long
if
show
started,
anyway. But
if it's
so
like
that would be like
Monogatari.
Like fall. That would be fall 1999.
Yeah, if it started in fall, no, I think Nick is talking about the end, right? Are you talking about 1999?
So like, I'm just giving examples. So, like Monogatari, Baki Monogatari is 2009. I would argue that
oh,
you can
the end. Okay.
That you can say that the show Baki Monogatari just by itself does count, but you can't count the entire Monogatari franchise.
Just that one.
Just that yeah. one, I would say. So, like,
okay.
But, I mean, if we want to flub it a little bit and cheat a little bit, I'm not going to be a stickler. But, yeah, that's my take on it.
So, I think we have a general rule established. And if there is one show that is a little goofy, we can have a convo. I will say this. That definitely sucks because a lot of great shows started in 99. Like Cardcaptor, The Big O, Blue Jenner.
Well, yeah, those will be...
Cardcaptor started in 98.
Those will be in the 90s then, Sam.
Oh, 98.
There you go.
Yeah.
Hey, the 90s yeah, didn't so even end do... until 9/11, all right? So there you go. You're fine.
That's true, yeah. Zoids was a good one. Turn A Gundam. I like Turn A Gundam because he has a mustache. Also, Infinite Rivius is really sick. And the original Orphan. Or no, that's Orphan Revenge. Never mind.
Of course, Sam. Should have known that.
My bad. Yeah, I didn't know. So anyway, that being said, if you click on Winter 2000, there's only nine shows. I will say Candidate for Goddesses is a good one. That's a really cool one. Track City, Super Milk Chan, that's good. The Milk Chan show. And Miami Guns. I do remember seeing this in the store. And I think this is like Upskirts, Look at My Panties show. I think this is one of those shows. Which I'll be down to watch if you guys are down.
What about Popey the Performer? Have you guys ever heard of that?
There is a lot of smut in the 2000s.
Yeah, there's a lot of...
I'm going to be honest. The only show that I've ever heard of from this season is Boogie Pop Phantom. And then Doremi Sharp, technically. But that's a sequel. Okay. How would Doremi count anyway? That's more of a 2000 show because the first season was 99.
Yeah, this is Doremi Sharp, right?
So this like, is season two. I say, okay, just count each season separately. Just do that.
Okay, yeah.
Fuck it. Well, I mean, but if you're doing your own list at the end, don't put five entries for Dory. Don't do the Gintama thing. Like.
Yeah. Track City, what the fuck?
All right, dude, let's move to the next
year. I can't even pick from any of those. We'll have to come back
to that. Yeah, we'll come back.
Yu-Gi-Oh! Duel Monsters was in 2000. Let's fucking go.
Yu-Gi-Oh! Would be sick. Like that should be. I hope that's on one of our lists at the end. But
it's definitely gonna be on mine. You know, and like you know,
that's the first
season
of it, right?
This is technically the second season of it, but season zero doesn't. I would say season zero is a separate thing. It doesn't count. So
Yu-Gi-Oh!
Season zero,
original 27 episodes.
Yeah, the original, they call it season zero because the original manga, the way it started was like Yu-Gi, and he would like meet these villain people and they would play all kinds of games. One of the games they did play was Duel Monsters, and that segment was so popular that like when they fucking the manga was like, well, I'm gonna keep writing the manga on this card game then, because everyone loved that thing, that card game. And Konami approached him about making cards with it, so like he just kept going with this. And then basically the next like arc was just called Duel Monsters, and it's been Duel Monsters ever since.
I counted myself as having finished Yu-Gi-Oh, just the original show, because I watched Yu-Gi-Oh Abridged. I'm just like, oh, I'm going to mark it down on my
list. I'm not even going to come for you for that. That's legit. That's fair. I think that's fine.
I should have put that in my 20th. Oh, no. Was Yu-Gi-Oh! Abridged earlier?
No, Abridged came out after. Or earlier, I think.
I think that was pre-2010.
I will say Sakura Taisen is on this one as well. That's a good one.
I will say Love Hina is in this.
Love Hina
batch
is
too,
probably a big
Love
one.
Love Hina is definitely like the staple of like harems.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So I think like this is definitely something we should consider on watching.
The second season of Magical Guru Guru. I think Love Hina is a big one. That has to be one of the 2000 contenders.
That's a popular one. That's like, oh God.
That's like since Sliced
Chitose,
Bread.
Chitose, what's the other show? Starts with an N.
Not going to work here anymore.
Yeah, not going to work here anymore.
Nisekoi. I mean,
it's like Nisekoi, kind
of. Yeah, so, yeah. Love Hina is like one of the like top things since they put mayo in a jar. You know what I mean? So it's like,
I'll put mayo in her jar, dude.
Nice one.
Sayuki is in this batch, too.
If you go to Summer, there's also Metabot Spirits, which is a sequel, so we're not going to count that one because it started in 99, and
ooh,
that's
Mia
like a straight-up sequel.
Heard of that one.
I don't think there's anything in Summer 2000, honestly. There's Brigadoon, which is pretty cool.
Banner of the Stars. Mitsugi on AAA Podcast loves this show.
Are you guys still on Spring?
Yeah, I'm just kind of scrolling through. Okay. I'm going to say this. I think we only need to look at like the top couple rows for most of these.
Honestly,
scrolling down
yeah,
is not worth it. And that's true for almost every season of almost every year. So
I would say also there's nothing in Summer except for maybe Handmaid May. But then that also depends on what's in fall.
Traditionally,
right?
Summer didn't even get good anime until like the mid-2010s. Or like
true.
2010s roughly. Because they didn't even... That was like their time off. Like they didn't make that much... Until
so here's what I'll say. Okay, no, that's true. I think you're right. Here's what I'll say that though. In fall 2000, that is when the hits came out. You have Inuyasha,
yeah.
Hajime no Ippo, Ghost
Hajime
Stories.
Oh, Ghost Stories.
Gravitation.
Argento Soma, Android Kikaider, the animation, Gear Fighter Dendo, which was like kind of tried to bring the big hero shit back along with Invincible King Trizonon. The rest of this, I don't fucking know what this is. But like, oh, Katakuri Kiden, dude, what is that? That looks like it's based on a video game or something. I would say the biggest ones of these, though, like Hajime no Ippo is our next like long watch
long
after
running.
Hunter.
Yeah.
Or one of them, not right. I don't think
this
we're going to do that one right after
episode.
Hunter. It's one of the next long running ones we're going to do, though. Yeah. That's
the first
that's
season
one of the next
five episodes. I think the show is actually still ongoing as far as I know.
Inuyasha, I wonder if like okay, so here's what else I'm thinking too, is and here's why you're a bitch. But like Inuyasha, like me and Danny talk about it so much, I wonder if that'd be like patron content. Like, oh, me and Danny.
I mean, I would say that would be patron content.
Yeah, like we don't necessarily have to rewatch the whole thing, but be like, maybe we could read the manga and be like, hey, you know, or I don't know.
I mean,
you've already read it all, yeah. But like. We can talk.
I will say, I would like to do some boys' love.
Oh, God. All right.
Oh, God.
Gravitation? Come on.
Gravitation
like
was
my...
a hit, though.
Oh, my God. Gravitation was so good.
Gravitation was really good. Because, like, this was really, like, people thought it was, like, going to be smutty. It's like, no, it's just a romance
yeah,
with two guys.
It's an actual, like,
yeah,
it's
boys
a
love.
Story. It's a
okay,
good
it's
story.
Okay, 13
which,
episodes.
Yeah.
All right,
yeah.
All right.
Which people conflate with, you know, people conflate boys' love and yaoi all the time. And this was this show came out and was like, no, this is not that. This is just a romance. and it's boys. That's what it is.
But I poop from there.
But I poop from
Not
there.
Not right now, you don't.
You backwards pooping night. Backwards pooping my penis. Grappler Baki is 2001. We got to move a little quicker here because we were talking about 2000 for a while.
Wait, where,
but like,
where are you seeing that one? Oh, just on Danny's list.
I'm on Winter 2001 now.
Winter 2001.
Yeah. I'm just trying to move.
Well,
it
the
right
Netflix Baki is also pretty good. So I don't think we need to review the original Baki. The Netflix one
there's
we
also,
talk about all the time.
Yeah, there's also Zoid's New Century, which we technically could do because it's not a sequel to the 99 one. It's its own thing.
Next season.
Digimon Tamers in Spring 2001.
Ooh, Noir, I've heard of that one.
I will say this. I don't think we need to do any Digimon. I think if you watched it as a kid,
you know what it is.
I would be able to cover that enough for all of us. I think that's fine. We don't need to do any of those.
Yeah, pre-tier people. Who recommended this on our chat on the Discord? Somebody did.
Fruit did.
Fruit was like, you got to watch this.
People?
Yeah.
And huh?
There was a few people who,
a few people
yeah.
did, right? Or a couple? Anyway.
I think... I mean, we were just talking about it in the participation channel and stuff, but I mean, I definitely recommend pre-tier. Like this, pre-tier is definitely one of the first shows that really started to get me into anime. And it's just a good story overall as well. It's a good magical girl show.
That wasn't in our bracket though. Not good enough, apparently.
Oh.
Anyway.
Noir was one I remember, but yeah, I think P-Tier is definitely one of the 2001 ones we
Battle
should probably...
Doll Angelic Lair. I like the designs on this.
I
watched bits and pieces of this show, and I
want to rewatch it again. I want to watch this one. I remember watching this as a kid.
A lot of the old shows don't have the recency bias, like super high scores that a lot of stuff has, so... Because, like, think about it. Mm-hmm. If people watch something from 2000 or whatever, they're going to be more of an entrenched fan. So they're not going to give everything a 10.
Right.
Whereas if you watch Demon Slayer and that's, like, your 10th anime, you're going to give everything a 10. So
here's...
Gosh, anything with, like, a 7 or higher, I think, is worth checking out.
I'm, like, walking down memory lane right now.
S-Cry-Ed. I love Rune Soldier. S-Cry-Ed was so sick. Dude. We need to do S-Cry-Ed.
Yeah, these
absolutely
early 2000s one, a lot of stuff I haven't heard of. Fall 2001.
Know that came out with a Parappa the Rapper. I thought that came out way later. Parappa the Rapper anime.
Hikaru no Go.
That's Dojo Casino. It's all in the mind. yeah, dude. I don't know, man. God, this is kind
of
hard.
The worst named show of all time, X.
X.
What kind of marketing is that? That's terrible.
There's
even Google search it.
Leave it alone. That's Clamp right there.
Yeah, but the title
good.
Is terrible. That's what I'm saying.
There's a horror movie that just came out that's just called that too. X.
Goddamn, dude.
Yeah.
Leave it alone. Oh,
yeah,
and we should never review Final Fantasy Unlimited.
Oh, that was a
the
bad
worst,
one, wasn't it?
The worst fucking adaptation of Final Fantasy anything.
Oh, I heard there wasn't there like Advent Children? Is that one good or bad? I don't know.
Advent Children is a sequel to, it's a sequel movie to the game 7, the Final Fantasy 7.
Okay, I think it's something different.
Takes place 2 years after.
Oh my god, the Kirby fucking
right back at ya, yeah. Hoshino Kirby, but in America it was called Kirby Right Back At Ya.
Yeah.
Oh, what is this? When did the hamster anime come out? Ebichu?
Hamtaro?
Ebichu?
Hamtaro?
Ebichu and Hamtaro
are
different.
I think those 90s.
Hamtaro came out like 2002, I thought. All right. Ebichu sucks, dude. It's all about Hamtaro.
Those are 90s. All right. 1999 actually had a lot of anime. It was like 90 plus anime that year. Full Metal Panic. Here we go. Onegai Teacher.
Kanan.
Razafon. We reviewed Razafon, actually. A long time ago.
Yeah, we talked about that. Ultimate Muscle. Kinnikuman the Second.
Kanan.
That
Cannon.
Is... I watched every episode of this, so we don't need to do that one. I can cover Ultimate Muscle. Oh, so I just remember the American...
Oh, somebody
American.
Should make a note. Like, if we find a show that's interesting that all three of us haven't seen, let's, like, triple star it.
Okay, sure. Well, we're not... I'm not making...
All right, we'll do it later.
I'm just scrolling.
we'll start now. We'll start now on that.
I just remember the dub, Ultimate Muscle, the open, they changed the opening theme, and it was just this guy going, Ultimate Muscle,
I
Ultimate
that.
Muscle. And all he wanted to eat was beef and cow, or rice and cow. That was his favorite meal, rice and cow.
Rice
and he had
cow.
A whole song about
Don't ask
it.
Ask me how.
And now it's like my favorite thing to eat every fucking day.
Have you guys seen Chobits?
Oh. Yes.
So I'm the only one who hasn't seen it. Okay.
Dot hack sign.
I still think we should review it, though. It's good.
I'm just trying to save you time.
I think Chobits might be one of those staple ones that's up there.
Well, it's the number one in spring 2002. Although, yeah. Azumanga Daioh is probably a better show, but...
I mean... Okay, first of all, two completely different shows. One is a romance, one is a pure comedy and pure random.
Yeah, and so, which one of those topics is better?
Oh, well, obviously Chobits is number one because it's right there. Most people like that show over Azumanga
Daioh. Dude, all these like early 2000 shows just remind me of Bible Black. That's all I can think of.
Nick.
We got to watch, here we go, not that.
Full
Moon,
like,
Searching for the Full Moon. This one's supposed to be good.
Yeah, I've been wanting to watch that one.
They talk about it on AAA podcasts, so. It's the only problem is it's 50 episodes, 52 episodes.
Tokyo Mew Mew.
Yeah.
It's doable.
Ooh, Magical Shopping Arcade Abenobashi. This one looks
I've read
dope.
The manga, not all of it, but I've read like the first three volumes. First two volumes.
I'm going to leave that one in a tab. Dot Hack
that's
Sign.
A titty, that's a titty one.
Dot Hack Sign is like really good music, but like people don't like the show.
I love what the show is so good. People are dumb, dude.
6.95, so trash.
No, people don't know what they're talking
fuck
about.
Fuck out of here, Sam.
So anything proxy battle, I got it. So we don't need to worry about those. like right. Rockman, NT Warrior,
I'm going
Digimon,
to the next one.
Frontier.
I'm just
going to
make my own little list. I'm going to like open a billion tabs.
So you start doing that. Okay, Witch Hunter Robin is a good one. That's a good one. Witch Hunter Robin. That's
do we want, what kind of discussion do we want to have rather than just saying every title? I guess we are having a discussion. But.
Well, let's do this. Let's look at some of the ones.
We've all seen that, haven't we?
You keep going through that, and I'm just gonna shout titles at you from the participation channel.
Yeah, oh yeah, yeah. Give people their credit.
Okay, so it looks like here, Kai said yelled, clear Aria the animation. Nick.
See, the thing is, I've already seen that. Also, it's a lot of seasons. It's three seasons plus some other stuff. That's gonna be tough to review. I mean, I could just make you guys watch just the first season, and if you like it, you can continue. I think the first season holds up by itself anyway, but yeah.
Blaze also tagged me and said Code Geass because that's he likes to tag one. He likes to tag people in things we don't want to watch and say, watch it.
I mean, Code Geass is one of the, like, it's like a tentpole anime. It's like something that everyone, water cooler anime, there you go. Something that like if you're a fan, you should probably at least check it out. You don't have to finish it, but like it's super popular. So,
Princess Tutu Mononoke, which I believe we did a spotlight on already. Mononoke,
yeah.
Anniversary.
King was saying Gurren Lagann, Paprika, Samurai Champloo, Monster, Toradora, Full Metal.
See that? Those are all really good. I don't think we need to review them separately. They're gonna be on our list.
Well, Monster, I haven't seen.
We read it in Manga Club, didn't we?
So,
yeah,
we did.
Did you read it?
Yeah, Danny was there for that one. Yeah,
I was there for it.
But you finished it though. Oh no, we only did the first few, didn't we?
What are you talking about? It was a long running.
That was a long run.
I only did the
first
few because I ran out of time.
Yeah, you only did because you suck. Yeah.
Yeah.
You missed your favorite part.
I am a Japanese man.
Yeah, you missed your favorite part.
It's gonna be on our list.
That.
Then J. Cole said Lucky Star, which I've heard is really good, too.
That one's like a big reference comedy type show. I wonder how much it holds up.
I don't know.
I know that the ED, the ending theme, is just like the director just like standing on a beach or something. It's like live action. It's not even cartoon.
Ouran High School Host Club, Azumanga Daioh, Higurashi, When They Cry.
See, this is what we should do.
We did.
Higurashi for Halloween. That would knock out two birds with one stone. Come on.
Yeah, I don't want to watch Higurashi. You guys can watch that. I'm good on that. I'm good on that 2000s Moe gore is like, I'm over it. Heat Guy J is good. It's cool, but like the second half is kind of boring, I think. Mumi put a huge list. Shout out to Mumi.
I claim Mumi's list as my own.
I claim Mumi's list.
Get out of here.
But some of the ones of note, like that I've heard little of, they put Hibernate Renmei Technolize in Mononoke, of course.
Yeah.
Nana is one I definitely want to watch.
I haven't seen that one either. Is that a long? Is that 20?
Yes. Let's do it. Yes. That's like, yes. Two out of three. It's in there.
It's in there. Danny. I'm in their dog. I'm in their dog.
That's two a out long three, one, though, isn't it?
I mean, it's in there.
It's like 75 episodes. Oh,
no, it's not that long, is it? That's so fucking long. Jesus Christ.
But, it's so worth it, though.
But some of the ones that Mumi said that I haven't heard too much about is Gekko Burai Kaiju.
It's 47 episodes. Ultimate.
Okay, just chill for a minute. Flag.
I've heard
Kimono
of Flag.
Kimono Sojo Eren. Full Moon, Nick just mentioned that one. Figure 17. Noin, Mohotori no Kimie. Fujin Monogatari. Kimi no
Super Gals. Kotobuki Ron. That one's fun, too.
Penguin Drum. Oh, that was clear. That was Kai
Young.
Penguin
Drum.
Never mind.
Get out of
here. Yeah, Kai was yelling at Mumi. Sorry about that.
Yeah.
Kai was like, Penguin Drum is two of those loaded and ban yourself.
Wait, what? I missed that. What was that?
Mumi accidentally put Penguin Drum, and then Kai replied to it and went, Penguin Drum was 2011, ban yourself.
Mumi has left the server.
Yeah. And then Shin did One Piece and then put the I do an emoji.
Hey, doing?
I'm down.
We're just only going to talk about One Piece.
I've started to call Nick Nicolo on the server, on the Discord, so you should join the Discord. Shin also put Paranoia Agent, which is like...
We reviewed that one.
I haven't seen that one.
I think we might have reviewed that one a long time ago.
I don't remember hardly anything about it, but I liked it. But yeah.
Then shout out to Zanzipanda. They said Vandred, Angelic Lair, Rune Soldier Louis, Maharamatic, Chobits, of course.
Zanzarus is just like... Danny and Zanz are like the same person, so...
They're not the same person.
They're not the same person.
We're not the same.
But they're both OGs.
They are.
Yeah. Wolf Strain, Spice and Wolf.
In terms of anime taste, you're very similar.
No, they're not. Yes. Okay. I'm sick of not being included in that. Like, I fucking love...
I was comparing two people, not three.
Okay, well, fuck you.
So I'm you too, but you also like BattleBot shit at the same time.
That doesn't matter. Okay, anyway. Black
You're only allowed to like one thing. You have to be a
familiar
of
Zero,
yourself.
Tsubasa Chronicle, Lyrical Girl Nanaha, Beck. I talked about Beck on Talking
Anime.
Oh,
yeah, and you did watch that finally, yeah.
We did it with Mason from AAA. Hajime no Ippo, OG Fruits Basket, Bartender, which I think we talked about.
Yep.
Bakano Technolize.
Where are you seeing that?
I'm in the participation challenge, just scrolling around.
I know that, but
Danny
where?
Would hate.
Are you still on
Technolize?
Zans?
No, I'm below Zans. I'm below Zans. No, I'm below
I think.
Zans, no.
Oh, you're on Robot.
I'm on Zalas now.
I think Technolize might be more torturous than School Days for Danny to watch.
Wait, what?
I think if we made you watch Technolize, you would hate it more than you would hate School Days.
Oh. Mm.
It would be hilarious.
Danny already hates School Days, and she ain't even seen it yet.
No, but School Days, it's like a fun hate. Technolize would be like a despair hate.
She legit hates it, yeah. Oh, Desert Punk? That's the one I forgot about. Venus vs. Virus?
Desert Punk is
Have you guys seen Wolf's Rain? I'm the only one?
Yes, it's so good.
Okay, I'll watch it on
my
own. I'll watch it on my own.
Okay, it's
I mean, we're probably going to have to overlap here where it's like one of us has, you know, two out of three or whatever, but...
Wormy said Haruhi, and then Kai like posted some stickers of it, and Nick goes, "Never heard of her."
With the smoky emoji. Yep.
Rasta Boss. Shout out to Rasta Boss. They said Goku-sen, animator Shin Runner Kuromi, which we talked about. And El Cazador de la Bruja, which I've never heard about. That sounds sick. A lot of people said Moribito and Ergo Proxy.
I've talked about Ergo Proxy, but we've never reviewed it. I think you guys would like Ergo. Like, it's really goth.
Yes.
It's a very goth show. You would like it.
I would like it. Fruit said Zetsubo Sensei.
I don't think any of us has seen that. I think we should think about that one.
I've never seen it
That's
either.
That's a Studio Shaft show, I think.
Shaft.
Pretty sure it is.
I like the way this one looks. I like the way it looks a lot.
I guarantee
it.
It
kind of reminds me of, I guarantee. And that's, I'm at the bottom. I kind of skipped around a little bit, but I mean, there's a lot to consider here. And now we have a basic idea of, I think, what some of what our top ones would be. I think, maybe, perhaps, I was gay once. Who knows? But like, you know, Gun Parade March. I heard that one was pretty cool. Fucking, this is tough. This was tougher than I thought it was going to be. And now I have no fucking idea what I'm doing, honestly. I don't know how to do this podcast anymore.
We're less prepared now than we were at the start.
Yeah, I feel like we're better. I feel like we're worse off now that we did this. And now,
Hey, I'm making tabs.
Doing.
I got tabs open. I think, okay, Zetsubo Sensei, I think, is going to be a pretty... We should come up with at least a few that, like, for sure we'll probably talk about.
Okay.
Shoot. The problem here is, like, okay, if we want to do one per year, we might be in trouble because there's a lot that came out in, like, 2006 through 2008 or 9.
Right.
So
that's why I'm saying
I
think this
will a little bit maybe.
Well, and that's why I'm saying I think this would last longer than a year.
Yeah, we might need to spread it out.
Yeah, this is not gonna. Yeah.
Well, and it's gonna like it's not. It's not even just the shows that we're spotlighting, but it's also like on our own time, we'll probably knock out a few more. You know what I mean? And maybe do a patron reviews of those, that type of thing. That's a good idea. But
yeah,
I don't want to make you guys watch. Whatever that you know, or like you guys have already seen some shows like Chobits, and if we don't do that one, I'll still watch Chobits.
It was also nice to see that there was a few on here that we covered already too. Just because, like you know, like Chikino's Journey, and
I'm putting Chobits on my list just because of that OP alone.
I say Chobits is definitely
no, not on like the thing we have
I
to
mean,
review.
I
just like just on my list to watch.
Honestly, I really would not mind. Rewatching Chobits, yeah.
I'm not saying we have to do it. I'm just saying it's already on my decade list. It's number 10, okay? Just for the OP.
It's number 10. God Gravion is cool. I would say...
I gave Technolize an 8. I think that might be high.
I almost feel like Witch Hunter Robin should be on there for 2002. It should be one we do.
Oh, Last Exile I've heard is pretty good.
Oh, yeah, Last Exile.
This is, what's it? Studio Gonzo. Okay, well, maybe not. Studio Gonzo is kind of janky. This is 7.8. That's pretty good. I'm going to open that tab.
Don't judge the studio.
Don't judge the studio by the studio. Judge the studio
you
by
the
You
know they're bad, dude. Their name's Gonzo. Studio. They can't be good. Ooh, Kaleido.
I think
Kaleido
it's
star.
Gonzo.
I pronounce it like the Muppet, all right? That's a Muppet.
I pronounce it like the Muppet. Yeah, I don't know, man. I feel like
you guys seen Kaleido Star?
No, I have not.
Ooh, Air Master. That's an interesting one.
I feel like we didn't do a good job, and I don't know what we're doing. And I'm very scared. I'm terrified.
I don't know why you're.
A lot of the
so,
really good shows are long. They're like 50 episodes.
What are we doing, Danny?
I don't know why you're
scrap the episode.
How do we do this?
Alexa, go back in time 3 days. Oh god, I hope
Wait,
it didn't
is...
turn on my Alexa.
Shichi ni no Nana? That just means 7 by 7. 7 of 7?
7.
Oh, the show is called 7 of 7. Okay, I was like Shichi ni no Nana means 7 people out of 7 is what it means.
Ooh, green so, green. You guys remember Black
Credit
Guy? He hated
I could
that
understand
show so
that.
Much.
I could understand. Aren't you guys proud of me? I could understand that shit. That was awesome. Okay, anyway.
Ikki Tosin? Anybody?
It's like quintessential quintuplets, except there's seven of them.
The battle vixens?
You can see your
butt cheek on the.
That's the one.
Image.
I'm pretty sure that's the one where they'd be fighting, right? And one girl punches her in the chest, and then she barely misses, but she slices her shirt with her kick.
Nice.
And then her boobs come out.
Nice.
Yeah.
That's on my decade list. Number 12.
Number 12.
I'm just randomly adding shit. Like after the first like year and a half of the 2020 shows, I'm like, all right, Skate the Infinity, you're on my decade list.
Let's go.
It might make the. I mean, it might make it, but
that's fucking fun.
That'd be really funny if Skate the Infinity is like a top 50 show for me, because it's not like that good, but it's fun. So anyway, wrong decade, Nick.
Yeah, Nick. God,
I think we've made some progress. Now, whether that progress is forward or backward, you decide.
You decide. I think we all have an idea. It was good to sit down and just like look at everything, because I didn't realize like there's a few of these that we covered. There's a bunch of these obviously where it's like we're not gonna fucking do it because it's something that I remember fondly from my childhood. Like, you know, all the like Metabots and Mega Man NT Warrior, Beyblades, yeah. Digimon, things like that. So we don't need to worry about those. But a few of the ones that are staples too are like long running ones. So it's like damn, and then also it's like, well, shit, I kind of want to rewatch this one, you know? So do we do that in place of whatever? And then you have Danny talking about Nana going, I'm in her dog.
Danny, you should do a solo cast on it. That's 47 episodes.
That's so funny, dude. She fucking is
no,
like...
No, you both haven't seen it, so...
We'll do a duo cast, and Danny's not allowed.
It's going to be in there.
And Danny's not allowed.
That's not fair.
I'm just kidding.
Fucking Danny is like, it's in there.
Yeah, Danny got real excited for that.
So. I mean, come on. When we did the last decade, I literally had no like say in what shows we were watching.
I am the one who knocks.
School.
That's true. Yeah, Nock is the one who knocks, but Danny also didn't get to Danny last time, remember?
We'll make a list.
She was in
and
school.
We'll check it twice.
Okay, we'll make a list and we'll check it thrice. That being said, let us know. I want you guys to do this now, okay? On Twitter and on our Discord, if you're in there, go to the participation channel or add us on Twitter and say, this is the one show from this decade. Actually, give us two, maybe two. Give us two shows
that are not like Gurren Lagann. We've already seen that.
Yeah.
And
you're like, honestly, I haven't heard you guys talk about this one that much. It's my favorite. Here's this.
Like a show that's actually and like really good. Not like, it can't be too niche. I don't know. I'm being picky.
But like,
I'm
not
being
like,
picky.
But not like the overly popular ones that like
yeah like
probably already covered
Code Geass,
like Full Metal Alchemist
yeah Full Metal Alchemist that
yeah.
type of stuff like
Samurai Champloo
those are
yeah like,
obviously not... gonna make at least one of our lists and we've all seen them
right
so.
Right so that being said, narrow it down for us and I think we can start talking about this a little bit more proficiently now, and we didn't really argue, so let's see if I can,
if
like,
can
make
argue.
Something happen
right.
at the end here. Nick, you're such a bitch that you inhale your own farts. Danny, you're so white that Wonder Bread looked at you and went, holy crap. Okay, done. Let's go.
Wow.
Moving on.
I think Nick is more
yeah,
whiter
I probably
than
paler
I am.
Than, are you, you're Italian, aren't you, Danny?
Oh,
no,
that's
I'm,
true.
I mean,
okay,
I have
so,
a little bit of Italian, but I'm like, I'm super pale, though. I'm like...
Nick's best friend is Casper.
I posted a picture on our Discord one time of my jeans, and like they had a hole in them, and I was sitting down, and my thigh was it like hurt to look at it. That's how white I am. It was ghostly.
Oh my god!
The little hole in my jeans blinded me.
Yeah. I run into battle and rip jeans, so nobody can see.
But, sir, it's too powerful to use that weapon. I don't care. Rip Nick's jeans now.
Ah! It, like, Indiana Jones melts their faces off.
Yeah. We will send them to the heavens if we go with him. Oh, my God. That's fucking funny, dude. That being said, I love you guys very much. Thank you for listening every week. And, yeah, hit us up on Twitter and on the participation channel on Discord. narrow it down. Give us two really good shows that you love from this decade, and they will be highly considered for when we get to plan and
make
get to
sure,
step in.
Make sure you give us the year.
I mean, we could figure it out, too, but yeah.
Yeah.
I know that, but it'd just be easier.
It'd be easier if you did all the work, so
yes.
We don't have to do it.
Actually, yes, yeah, yes. Sam, edit me out there.
Yeah, me and Nick and Danny, like, we have to do, like, what's your fucking problem, dude? Like, we do everything around here while y'all just sit there and listen to us? That's stupid.
What the fuck, dude?
What the fuck is your problem? Yeah. God, fuck you, dude. Anyway, I've been Sam. That's been Nick. And that's been Danny. And we've been the Anime Summit Podcast.
I have a riddle. Let me find it.